God's work grinds to a halt. Such were the conditions during the early part of the reign of Darius Hystaspes. The Israelites were in a pitiable state. They murmured and doubted and chose to make personal interests first, while viewing with apathy the Lord's temple in ruins. Many had lost sight of God's purpose in restoring them to Judea, and these were saying, "The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built." But the prophets Haggai and Zechariah were raised up to meet the crisis. These appointed messengers revealed to the people the cause of their troubles. The lack of temporal prosperity was the result of a neglect to put God's interests first. Had the Israelites honored God by making the building of His house their first work, they would have invited His presence and blessing. Haggai addressed the searching inquiry, "Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your killed houses, and this house lie waste? Why do you feel concern for your own buildings and unconcern for the Lord's building? The desire to escape poverty has led you to neglect the temple, but this neglect has brought upon you that which you feared. Ye have sown much, and bring in little, ye eat, but ye have not enough, ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink, ye clothe you, but there is none warm, and he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes." Then the Lord revealed the cause that had brought them to want. "Ye looked for much, and, lo, it came to little, and when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why? Saith the Lord of hosts. Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore, I called for a drought upon the land. Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain, and bring wood, and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified." The message given through Haggai was taken to heart. The leaders and people dared not disregard the instruction sent, that prosperity, both temporal and spiritual, was dependent on faithful obedience to God's commands. Aroused, Zerubbabel, and Joshua, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet.